Riviera Radio. Business.
Pots of money, nowhere to spend it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
That's a nice introduction. Very well, thank you.
Good, good. So where are you going to spend your money when you can finally go out and do it?
I'm not sure I will. Mrs. Potts is trying to lead some sort of consumer-led recovery, it has to be said, all by herself. So I'll be trying to rein in those ideas. I'm not that excited about shops, and so, you know, I don't really go to sort of many shops, it has to be said. The odd restaurant here and there, I wouldn't mind a nice curry out, would be quite pleasant. I look forward to doing that maybe, but I don't think anything too dramatic. Travel is the thing for me. I'd love to get on a plane. I'd love to feel some heat and enjoy that. That for me would be the biggest change.
Just pleased to see you doing your bit for the global warming, you know, getting on planes.
Well, I've completely kept it down. Haven't been anywhere for a whole year.
Enforced.
Well, it doesn't matter, enforced or not, it's the reality.
Anyway, you know, you can change your mind about that, because Uncle Barclay, now he knows about Zoom. He's not going to let you go anywhere. You're going to be stuck in that house forever.
This may be very true. I don't think it'll be like that, to be honest with you. I think there'll be some sort of hybrid movement going forward that we'll see, I guess, some meetings done over Zoom, some or Microsoft Teams or the other array of platforms that we all use these days. Some will be back in person, I'm pretty sure of that. And the difficulty will come, of course, if one person is, or two people are at home and the other eight people are in the office doing a meeting, then it doesn't seem to work the same way. If you're all on the same platform, all dealing with it, I think it works. When you start to see it, some in person, some not in person, I don't know if it works as well then.
So let me get this right. I mean, if the call came to attend a meeting in, let's say, Frankfurt, you'd do it on Zoom. But if it was the Bahamas, then you'd be off on a first-class ticket to a few dark and stormies.
No, well, I'd be monitoring the areas where the vaccination programmes have been enforced properly. Seychelles have got very good numbers. UAE have got very good numbers. Gibraltar have good numbers, but maybe that could be someone else. You know, there's lots of areas that are leading the way, and I will focus on those.
OK, let's have a look at the market, shall we? Good day yesterday.
Yeah, investors returned to risk-on mode yesterday. Money flowed as buyers took advantage of recent weakness to buy the dips. Tech shares bounced back. Nasdaq, very strong, actually. It was up 3.7% yesterday after recovering after falling into technical correction. Means it's down 10% from its recent peak. We also saw Treasuries, gold and Bitcoin rally. Dollar weakened. We did see some weakness in some of these cyclical winners, mining, banking, auto sectors in Europe under a little bit of pressure yesterday. European equities closed at their highest level in a year. Stock 600 was up 0.8%. Similar picture on Wall Street. S&P 500 rose 1.4%. Opening calls on the European bourses looking a little bit mixed, as we said this morning. We're currently calling FTSE down 32 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 28 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 15 points.
Yeah, most of the reason for the Nasdaq's gains yesterday was a slight drop in 10-year treasuries, but so the Nasdaq hasn't added as much as it lost in the last few sessions, has it?
No, it's still down compared to the recent highs. No surprise there, of course. And the question is, where do we go from here as economies start to reopen? What does that mean in terms of inflation? What does that mean in terms of bond yields? And as bond yields rise, they create greater competition for equity markets, and then investors start to look at the sectors perhaps that have got the most elevated valuations. Perhaps no surprise, they're the technology sectors, and start to reconsider what that means. But I think you've got to focus on individual business models as opposed to sectors, and continue to look for opportunities in that. So for us, I think active investment is going to be far more important component of performance over the course of the next couple of years than we've seen recently.
Talking about bonds, Christine Lagarde's going to have a word.
Yeah, the European Central Bank ramped up the pace of its emergency bond buying programme last week after policymakers issued repeated warnings that a rise in yields would derail the region's economic recovery. Gross purchases totaled €18.2 billion in the week ending March the 5th, compared to €16.9 billion the week earlier. The reopening of economies have been talking about the massive fiscal stimulus in the United States has set off its global bond sell-off in recent weeks. Officials in Europe are concerned that the tightening of financial conditions will begin to infringe upon the recovery. European Central Bank expected to downgrade its growth forecast at tomorrow's meeting, putting more pressure on policymakers to provide support. But increasingly, actually, that burden sits, I think, on the fiscal side rather than the monetary side.
Okay, have you been having a few takeaways during lockdown?
I haven't, to be honest with you, and I've never used Just Eat, I've never used Deliveroo, I've never used any of them, but they're all doing very well. Just Eat, the Anglo-Dutch food delivery firm, just delivering results. It's still reporting a loss, and in fact a loss that's widened during the course of last year to 151 million euros. They said this is on the back of acquisitions and integration costs, but they expect an acceleration of order growth during the course of this year. Just Eat's revenue surged 54% last year, came in at 2.4 billion euros. UK orders, my friends around the country have certainly been buying. UK orders up 88%. And forecast they will increase market share during the course of this year. Just Eat in the process of acquiring US peer Grubhub, so very much becoming a global player. Lots of consolidation taking place in terms of this sector. They said they would continue to invest to drive growth and market share gains. As we were talking about earlier in the week with Deliveroo, some question marks over the future, of course. Will people continue to order food at home when lockdown measures are reduced or even gone? And of course, competition, as I say, getting a little bit tougher.
Grubhub. God, it's tacky.
Do you like the idea of that?
It's like StubHub, isn't it?
What, StubHub tickets?
Yeah, Grubhub. Okay. Grubhub. I mean, people still like a takeaway, though. Well, you know... No?
Yeah, I suppose so. Will they go back to more traditional ways of ordering it directly with the people? I don't know. The platforms are in place. And again, what makes you choose between one or the other, I guess, is the relationship that they have with their food partners, but also the type of service that you're getting from these different ones, usability of the platform. I don't really know how they compare with each other.
I can't wait to go out for a meal. I really, really miss
it. Be nice, eh? Oh, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, definitely curry.
Curry, I'm with you. I fancy it. Because you can't do curry at home the same.
Not exactly the same. You can get quite close to it, but unless you've got all the ingredients, it's a
but
bit
But you
of,
can't
yeah.
do naan breads. You know,
oh, but I found some really good frozen naans in the Chinese naans. Supermarket. Yeah, they're really
the Chinese
good, actually.
Supermarket.
Yeah.
Do you not have any pride in some of the things you do or the words
no,
that you say?
No, they're really good. Because when
what
you buy,
is wrong with you?
When you buy those naans in a packet from Waitrose or something, and they don't taste anything like the ones do in restaurants. But these ones, the frozen ones, because they're actually cooked by an Indian chef and then frozen, they actually come out.
When by an Indian chef?
Well, I don't know. But... Anyway.
Wow, this is wonderful, isn't it?
You trust me on that, because they do actually...
I don't know if I do. I think you need a tandoor, basically. You need an oven, oven in order to get the naan bread.
I'm not sure
buying these naan breads that are frozen, that are sold in a Chinese supermarket?
Well, it's an Asian supermarket.
Okay, right. Yeah.
But they were cooked and prepared in the traditional way.
It's a bit like
Findus, you know, frozen cod, isn't it? You know, they take it straight out of the sea and bang it in the freezer, and it's almost as good as catching it, like garden peas, you know.
I'm with you. I'm sold. I'm ready for it.
Anyway, Just Eat won't deliver to you.
Why not?
They said that you don't fit their customer profile. You need all you can eat.
I was going to say, I'm right in their arc when it comes to their product. Mrs. Potts bans it rather than the company.
Right, and just to end, Chevron and other energy firms say they're going to try and increase their output, but at the same time limit their carbon emissions. How's that going to work then?
Yeah, it's a bit of a trick, isn't it? Further evidence that companies are at least trying to make the transition. These energy giants are trying to woo investors with a plan to reduce spending, to double the target saving from recent acquisitions, but also lower its environmental impact. Falling energy demand, of course, due to the pandemic lockdown, sent an oil industry into somewhat of a tailspin during the course of last year. No surprise that we've seen big losses coming through from the sector. Chevron reported a $5.5 billion loss. So it expects to double its return on capital employed, generate free cash flow growth of more than 10%, and budget just $14 billion $1 billion a year in capital expenditure through 2025. So big synergies predicted coming through from the company in terms of the acquisition. Expect a 10% reduction in its operating expenses this year compared to 2019. Now targeting that 35% reduction in carbon. Not too many specific details on how they're going to achieve that one.
Now, they have been coming under pressure from investors, though, who really want these big energy firms to actually switch to sort of a more environmentally friendly policies, don't they?
They really do. They really do. And all the companies are reacting to that, particularly heard from the likes of Shell and also BP coming through. And it's just a sign of how much funds is flowing through the sustainable channels. And it's going to be a key element to encouraging investors. And the reality is these companies need to try and attract investors. And that's certainly one way they'll need to do it. The one transition that they'll have to make in order to get those funds to put their money with the company.
Could we see the bottom falling out of the oil market?
Well, there's always this great debate, of course, of when peak oil demand will come through. Technology will continue to develop and continue to evolve to get us to the point where we shouldn't be reliant on fossil fuels in the future. When that exactly comes in the next couple of decades is somewhat debatable, but it certainly will be the case. And that's why oil companies need to be reacting to those conditions now and putting a strategy in place that means that they will have a business model to work on in the future.
Well, well, well.
We'll have to see.
Foreign exchanges. You missed that one, didn't you?
Well, it was good.
That wasn't pathetic.
I was thinking about your naan bread from the frozen naan bread.
You got cheese naan or garlic and coriander?
No, Peshwari. Peshwari. That's the naan of
kings. Not keema naan?
No. Peshwari. That's the big one. Pound against dollar, 138.5 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 118.5. You're going to get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
My nana was used to like the plain ones.
No. Onion bhajis?
She was a plain
naan.
Can't
do those at home. Oh, dear. Plain naan. Oh, dear, that's so... Is that what this whole subject has been about, you delivering those jokes? Terrible.
Pretty much. Right,
like
talk
it.
To you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hang pots and Barclays.